This is off my latest EP. It's called Mountains. It's about a friend of mine. It's about a friend of yours too. I think everybody in the world has a friend like this. And I'm talking, of course, about the ranty person on Facebook. Yeah, we've all got one. So goes like this. Wake up at 8:30 in the morning, hit the little blue badge, and you're constantly bombarded with, the world is fucked, we're all going to die, everything you are doing is wrong. And at 8:30 in the morning, before my third cup of coffee, I'm a little bit fragile, and sometimes I believe these people, and I say, Dave, fuck, maybe you're right. Maybe we are all fucked, maybe everything I'm doing is wrong. Dave, what should we do about it? And Dave says, I don't know, I'm just going to go home and watch Netflix, because Dave is a cunt, so I wrote my song. If you have a friend like Dave, send him this song. Kick you up and like a lobster at night, 'cause we know faith is fading and you're far too tired to fight. You'd rather stay at home on your sofa thrones, worshipping plastic idols. I got a word to eat, you need to live, but do I live to eat? It's so sad, waking every day in this grave on the same old street. It drives me fucking mad. We can move mountains, we can make bullets bend. You've forgotten that you're magic, that's just fucking tragic, friends. It's the same every day, watch the news, be afraid. 'Cause we know you're easy to control when you're hiding in your home. Take it to yourself, get outside and go. We measure life in footsteps and heartbeats. And everything you have is simply boil in the bag. Microwave ready, got your head stuck in the TV. 9 to 5 is kidding you, it's high time you were willing to put down the remote, make a change of city. We can move mountains, we can make bullets bang. You've forgotten that you're magic, and that's just fucking tragic. Friends, that always ends on friends, and I'm very happy it does. Oh, it's okay, we have more. I know there are many friends in this crowd, and they know what's happening next, and I'm short on time. So if you haven't seen my set before, what I usually do is I do a little speech right now. It lasts about a minute, and I guilt trip you and inspire you all at the same time to get you to do what I want you to do, which is, of course, sing along. But we don't have time, so skip to the end. Your bit goes, if you're not pissed off, it's time to listen. 1, 2, 3, go. I believe in you, Nottingham. We can do this. It's just the glare from the TV. Life's don't glisten if you're not pissed off. It's time to listen. It's the glare from the TV. Your life's don't glisten if you're not pissed off. It's time to listen. It's the glare from the TV. Your life's don't glisten if you're not pissed off. It's time to listen. It's the glare from the TV. Your life's don't glisten. It's time to listen. You guys are just wonderful. Thank you so much. We have finally got to the point in my set where
I can tell a bit of a story. Stories are important. Stories bond us as people. We get closer. And also, more importantly, it means I have time for a sip of cider. So here's to you fuckers. Cheers. Oh. I love you too. Summersby? No, we got real cider. We had Thatcher's brought in. Flown in especially. The next song I'm going to sing is about venues. In particular, it's about my favourite venue in the world, which was the Boat Race in Cambridge. When I was 12 years old, I went to my first ever punk show at the Boat Race in Cambridge, and it blew my fucking noodle. And I was standing there at 12 years old, and something changed in me. And I remember just pointing and just going, I want to do that. And here we are. I feel like I owe that venue and that band a debt. And now, of course, because the story always ends this way, the Boat Race is no more. The Boat Race is no longer a venue. It is a swanky wine bar called Unsip. And if you are so inclined, you can buy a glass of Chardonnay for around £15. So I did two things. I did the things that all musicians do. I got pissed off and I wrote a song about it. And I quickly remembered that that changes nothing. So I do the second thing. I always go back to Cambridge. I still tour there. I play in the other venue. There is always another venue. There is always another promoter, because the one constant thing is wonderful people like yourself coming out and fucking supporting local music. So I play to the same crowd in the new venue. I drink all the rider. I get nice and drunk. And I wander home to my hotel, and I walk past that horrible, shitty little wine bar, and I piss all up the fucking side of it.